Good morning, Mike. Good morning, Keith. Hey. Great to be on the phone with you today.
Well, we appreciate you taking the time. We know you're very busy out there at Unionville. And as we've got, let's see, we got January behind us. Heck, we're almost halfway through February. Does it get quicker and quicker every single year?
It does. It just flies by. It seems like we just spoke not long ago. In fact, I was looking through my notes and I noticed last year when we spoke, it was a 50-degree day. So,
well, that was every day last January and February.
You guys are good luck for us. So we're going to get outside to recess again today. So I mean, that always helps us.
How much does it help when you can get the wild bandits, get a little of that energy out there and going? My daughter's in, I think, second grade. Is that right? Second grade? Yes, I'm parent of the year, obviously. Second grade. And you know, they have two recesses a day, which I think is absolutely brilliant because they can go out and shake the bugs out. That's got to help you, doesn't it?
It helps everybody, yeah, a little fresh air. So we try to move a lot during the day, even when we're inside. And just include that in our in the way we work, but it is certainly helpful to get outside. We try to get out in the snow too. Anytime it's, you know, warm enough, according to board policy, we will get out there.
I like it. And I like the sound of it.
Yeah, and our kids know if there's snow on the ground and you've got snow boots, we're going out. So, yeah, we get out as often as we can.
Now you talked about moving and grooving. Keith told me before we went on the air here, before I screwed everything up that I was doing there just a minute ago, you're moving whether you're inside or you're outside.
That's right. So it's, you know, I think all schools are doing that, trying to integrate that, but we are unique in that we've adopted health as one of our guiding principles. So it's really, it's a part of the Earth framework that we're implementing this year. And you know how we love our acronyms in every business, it seems, but education especially. So Earth stands for things. Each letter represents a certain area of our curriculum that we're working to enhance, and the H at the end is health. So yeah, moving and including that physical movement in our day is just a part of what we do. So
yeah, but talk about the grant for 32 stationary bikes.
Yeah, so again, part
imagine
of this,
if they were all moving.
Yeah, part of this Earth initiative, it really has helped us focus in on our priorities. And again, health is one. So in seeking grant money, we're looking for ways to use that to really enhance what we're doing. So the Indiana Department of Health had a grant for physical activity for youth, and we applied for it. Our idea was that we would create what we're calling a read and ride lab. So here in our school, we have an empty classroom, and our hope was that we would be able to fill that classroom with stationary bicycles, when students would be able to go there and do whatever they'd like. But the idea was that it would be a place where you could go and you could read and you could move while you're doing that. So we were able to receive enough funding to buy 32 bicycles, stationary bikes. Now, we don't have them yet, and there is assembly required. So when those come in, you might be getting a phone call. But
is that part of your STEM curriculum?
Yeah, right. Engineering time, kids.
Those kids would know better how to assemble those bikes than I would.
But how cool is that to have a space in your school where there are enough bikes for, you know, everyone,
now,
including the teacher and some aides, to get on there and get moving?
All you have to do is hook those up to the solar panels and you're covered.
Yeah.
That's right.
Kids produce the electricity for the school.
Yeah, that would connect to another letter there. Our resources. Yeah. Hey, we're building this.
See?
Yeah.
We're going to get this Earth thing covered.
Now,
that's right.
When last we talked, Lily, one of the huge things you got going on there at Unionville is the garden and the trail and all of that. Talk a little bit about how that's coming along.
Yeah, sure. So, again, this is all connected to Earth. So just for your listeners who don't know, the E stands for environment, the A for art, R resources, T technology, and H health. And so we were really looking for a framework that would highlight the unique qualities of our school and our place. So we are, as you know, located on the northeast side of Monroe County. People think we're way out there in the boonies.
Mm-hmm.
But we're
way out there. There's a difference.
We're only 7 miles from 10th and the bypass. I've clocked it. It's not too far. And there's no stoplights, so it's a straight shot. So come out and see us. But we are part NCCSC and just on the northeast corner of Monroe County. And out in our area, we are able to have 18 acres as a part of our school grounds. Yeah, so that includes a pond. We've actually been fishing this year.
Really?
How cool.
Wow.
Yeah. Trails. Yeah, we have hiking trails. We have an outdoor amphitheater down by the pond where students meet and with teachers and work. We have a shelter house that we use as an outdoor classroom, and one of our Eagle Scout graduates built some picnic tables for us, so we have enough space for students to go out and work, so we use that as an outdoor classroom on our playground. We were able to secure a grant with IU Health this year, and they built us 4 giant raised garden beds. So we're really excited about filling those this spring, hopefully with some greens, and we're going to have a big school salad, so that'll be fun. And, you know, we're surrounded by local farms, too, so one thing we're hoping to do this spring as well is to take a few of our classes to visit a local farm before we do the planting and the raised garden beds to
learn from the experts.
Yeah, so we're going to use our resources and try to also connect to our community. That's a really cool and unique thing about Unionville, too, is that we are located in a community of Unionville, Indiana. And there's a great sense of pride around our school and an appreciation for education that is just second to none. And I feel really fortunate to be able to be a part not only of the greater MCCSC community, but also of this tight-knit community in Unionville. So it's really unique and allows us for a lot of cool opportunities and just seem like a perfect match to the Earth framework.
We're speaking with Lily Albright, who is the principal of Unionville Elementary. And Lily, there's the big thing we've been talking about every Tuesday here is the open house is coming this week for the kindergarten kids.
That's right, 6:30 this Thursday. It's coming up, so we're just a couple of days away. You said it was Valentine's Day Eve. I guess it's open house day
after.
Eve.
That's right. Yes, there you go. I like it.
Yeah. So. Anyone who has a little one at home who is old enough to start kindergarten next fall should get this on their calendar, 6:30 this Thursday night in all MCCSC elementary schools. So not just Unionville, but across the district, you have an opportunity to go in and meet the kindergarten teachers, the principal. There will be other staff there. See the school. You also can register on site. So I know that sometimes it's difficult for families to get in during the school day to do that, so this would be a good opportunity to do that in the evening. And just need to be sure that you bring some documents that show that you live in the attendance area and your child's birth certificate, and if you have their immunization records, that's helpful as well. So if you could bring those things and show up, then it'll be a great time. So we hope that we get a good turnout across the district.
What time again? And it's Thursday at what time?
Thursday the 15th at 6:30, okay. 1 hour. And typically it's not a hard start at 6:30, so it's an open house. Just
right.
Come in when you can, anytime between 6:30 and 7:30.
Yeah, so if you're a little bit late, don't say, well, forget it, I'm going home. No, you can
that's
jump.
Right.
You can jump in and check all that fun stuff out okay. That's going on out
that's
at
right.
Unionville.
Now, you
that's
also
right.
have that, I don't know how you folks approach it as administration and teachers, but I'm going to use the word dreaded I-step coming.
Well.
How about the embraced I-step?
Yeah.
There you go. You know, it's really just a part of our reality, so we have to work really hard to maintain a healthy relationship with it and an attitude toward the test. But at this point, our main goal is just to ensure students are comfortable with the mechanics
right.
of the test. You know, they know what they know, and we want them to feel confident and ease their worries. And so it's really about creating a supportive and an environment that can allow them to have support or success at this point. So it is what it is. We'll get through it.
Hey, before we let you go, my mind won't let this alone. You talked about, you're close to downtown Bloomington in a way, but you're also in some minds way out there, and you got all these acres of land, and you're going to build these gardens. What about deer? You know, you got to have deer. Won't they be out there enjoying your salad?
That's a great question, Keith, and one I'll have to get back to you on.
Okay.
Our garden beds are inside the playground fence.
Okay.
And they're the fence is quite high. Now, I don't think it's 8 feet, which I think you have to really have an 8-foot fence to ensure
but
that you'll
you have enough
out.
Deterrence there.
Yeah, but when the deer come in to use the swings, they'll see the garden.
That's right. And we just try to accept everything as a learning opportunity. So
sure.
If that happens, then we'll say, well, look how the environment,
Keith, that's
how
just
we're
part
interacting
of
with the environment
that's
and the way
why
that
you call
yeah.
it Earth. That's right.
That's right. So we'll try to make the best of that if it occurs. But.
And you won't be the only gardeners in Monroe County that are having any issue with deer. So
that's real life, isn't it?
Don't feel left out.
Maybe we should have an experiment. Put some outside the fence and some in and see what happens.
Well,
I have a prediction.
That won't take too long. It won't take too long to be proven right on that. Lily, thank you for your time as always. We love getting the inside scoop on what's happening out there at Unionville, and have a great spring semester.
You too. Thank you. Have a great day.
Take care, Lily. Lily Albright, the principal at Unionville Elementary.